We turn now to NPR journalist David Gilkey. He's being mourned today by those with whom he worked and those who've been touched by his powerful photographs. David Gilkey was killed Sunday afternoon along with his Afghan translator. They were traveling with an Afghan army unit when it came under attack in a Taliban ambush. David Gilkey had strong Michigan ties. Before going to NPR, he spent 11 years at the Detroit Free Press. His former Free Press colleague, Joe Swickard, is with us now. Joe, we still remember the powerful series that you and David did for the Free Press, Michigan Marines, Band of Brothers. What was the assignment with that series, Joe?
The assignment was to get with the Marines. It was the largest deployment of reserve Marines in all the Gulf conflicts, and essentially tell the stories of the men and their families during a year-long deployment to get as close as possible to tell the intimate day-to-day stories of men in extraordinary circumstances and their families back home.
It was a fabulous series, and you were very much in dangerous area as you were there in Fallujah. Take us back to that extremely close call in Fallujah.
We were on the peninsula of the Euphrates River right across from the actual city of Fallujah, and we were on patrol, and the commander of the unit was just pointing out to me, I was in the second vehicle, that this was the perfect area for an ambush because they could plant an IED here in the road, and they could run the trigger wire over there and set it off, fire from secure area, shoot at survivors, then flee the area. And the words were not out of his mouth before the highway in front of me just erupted in this fireball. Gilkey was in the lead Humvee, the lead gun truck. It was just totally lost to view for a moment. And as the flames and smoke cleared, it came back down on the ground and the doors were kind of sprung open. There was a dark form next to one of the doors, and I thought, my God, they're dead. I didn't know how anyone would survive that. A moment went by, the doors opened further, and two sets of legs and feet came out, and it was Gilkey and Marine. And the dark form we had seen was a big slab of cement next to that had been blown out of the highway. But he cleared his head and gave me the thumbs up. He and the Marines immediately took cover. The Marines took fire from a hidden position, just as our commander had predicted. And Gilkey was at work right away.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy he was. That night we were, you know, very shaken, and one of the men, the turret gunner, had been knocked unconscious by the blast, and he started to fall down through the turret, and I wasn't able to see it, and it was why Gilkey was delayed in getting out. He dropped his camera inside the vehicle and grabbed the man and held him upright. So he, you know, wasn't injured further and kept him upright and ready to return to action within a few moments. That's the kind of guy he was.
I want to get your thoughts, Joe, on what David Gilkey brought to the process of getting the right image. And first, let's listen to a bit of an interview that he did on NPR in 2010 as he talked about photographing the devastation in Haiti following that earthquake.
If you just walk up and you take a picture of something, I'm not sure you get it. So it's a matter of using light and using composition and using the skills that you have as a photographer to better simplify the image. I think at the end of the day, that's what it's about in a situation like this, is getting people to do something.
What made his photographs so remarkable and so powerful?
He was so close to the subjects, physically and emotionally close. Someone asked him what kind of zoom lens to use, and he said, forget the lens, use your feet. Get closer, get closer. He was more than somebody about the bang-bang, about the excitement, although he did love the excitement. He wanted to bring the stories and the reality back to people who are too often insulated and sometimes too smug with their own surrounding, that there is incredible need and suffering and tragedy in this world, and people need to act or at least care about it. And he brought that home as best he could in a very vigorous, robust, caring way. is a very strong guy and, you know, ran into the face of danger, but carried those images so gently back and delivered them, just, you know, like grabbing a child out of a fire, that you need that bravery to run into it, but also that gentleness to cradle it and bring it out. And he did that with his images and his stories.
When I think of the kind of work he did, so many trips in recent years to Iraq and Afghanistan, so dangerous, and you think his gifts and talents could have served him in any kind of photography that he chose to do, but he chose to do this, didn't he?
He sought out dramatic places of conflict and tension and crisis, humanity in extreme circumstances, to tell necessary, compelling stories. He had a fine artist's eye. There's a great photograph he took while at the Free Press of a little girl, maybe 5 or 6, taking dance lessons, and the instructor is holding his hand maybe, about shoulder high, and the little child is leaping upward toward the hand. And he captured the joy in that. And, but he had that skill to do it. He and I covered not only Iraq, but here in the metro area, we covered murders and disappearances, talked to killers, talked to families in crisis. He was an all-around journalist, but saw a special niche and one that not everyone can fill. And he filled it dramatically and truthfully, and was willing to share not only the images he captured, but his knowledge and his skills with other journalists.
Former Detroit Free Press reporter Joe Swicker. Joe, we want to thank you. I know this is very, very tough for you. And thank you for taking time to share your thoughts with us on David Gilkey and his just remarkable body of work and his remarkable life.
Thank you. And thank you so much for helping bring his story out. His work was honored and should be honored even more. And the work of so many other people in the field who take the time and put their lives on the line to keep us informed. It is really, he gave his life for us, and we should keep that in mind for not only the military, but the journalists who go out there and put their lives on the line to help keep us informed and free.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks a lot.